4 o'clock on Friday evening to see that the Scotch Fishery Protection was coming to arrest any boats that's inside the 12-mile zone in Rocco. We had to get out of it. I was waiting to see what our government's view was on it, and they come on and they said that we were perfectly legal to remain inside the 12-mile and to fish there.
So once you sort of got that backing, you thought, right, well, we're gonna carry on here.
Of course, then once they said that everything was okay, like it's normal, like we've always pushed there, I just carry on as normal, and that's what I did. I stayed there.
And have you been boarded since Friday, or?
No, we haven't. No, we've actually remained in. We just come in, as I say, this morning. The Scottish says that they will have a fisher patrol vessel there on Saturday evening, and they'll be arresting any boats that's in the vicinity. But they've never done that. Like we remained there, and the Scottish didn't send a boat, and then the two governments went into negotiations on Monday on it.
Yeah.
And at present there are ongoing negotiations on the situation.
Because even if you were sort of had the backing from the Irish government, if you were boarded, if you were arrested, even if nothing came from that, it would take you your business out of commission for God knows how long. So the implications would be massive. Plus, no one wants to have to go through that.
Well, you see, that's the problem I had with remaining there. Like the end of the day, was that if my boat, the Scottish, decided to go ahead and come into the area and decided to arrest us, they would take us to Campbelltown in Scotland and detain us, and my whole business would be in jeopardy. Then, like, I'd have to go through the court cases and EU court cases, and you could end up 4 or 5 years going through legal cases on it. Like.
Exactly, and you just can't be doing that, especially with margins tight. How important is fishing in this particular area to you? Could you go elsewhere, or is there certain stuff there that is in the abundance that's required? And also, obviously, there's a tradition there as well, but how important are these waters to your livelihood?
Well, these particular waters here, they're very important. We've been in Rockall there. We get monthly quota. We've been in Rockall every month this year so far.
Yeah.
Alone, and it's about 25 to 30% of our turnover, like.
Yeah.
And our business, like. And what happens is, with all the other cuts and quotas all around the rest of Ireland and within the EU, Rockall quota has been increased this year. So it's.
Is that haddock? Is it?
Haddock's been increasing in Rockall, yeah. And there's also another fishery up there, squid fishery.
Mm-hmm.
The squid only lived for 1 year, but there's squid fishery there that's very important as well, because there's no quota on squid, because squid die after 1 year.
Yeah, so you can fill your boots a bit, and it's kind of unique to that particular area, presumably.
Well, squid, you get squid all over the world. Like squid would be, like, it'd be very. Very plentiful in that area, like, yeah. Certain times of the year.
And what did you, not in terms of quantity, that's all your own business, Adrian, but what did you land? You landed back in Greencastle today, did you? What were you unloading?
Well, we come on today there. We would have had some squid there and haddock, mostly squid and haddock there, but we also had other species like black pollock and ling and a few cod and lemon soles.
And fresh and straight into the food chain. I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
How long do you go out at a time out to Rockall, Adrian, you and your crew?
Well, because Rockall is quite a distance away, you see, it takes us 36 hours to get there.
Right.
So we left last Monday, and we wouldn't have been there till Wednesday, and we're only back in today, like, so anything between 7 and 10 days.
And what's the obviously varies, but what are sea conditions like? I mean, you're 420 kilometres odd out, aren't you, so...
Yeah. Well, it's atrocious, like, sometimes if the weather comes bad, like, you've nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, like, you know.
Yeah.
Your boat's pretty small once you're out there, like, you know, and, especially in the winter time, it's when you get a lot of bad gales, weather, like, you know, it's not a nice place to be in bad weather.
I don't know how you do it. I'll be honest with you, I don't know how you do it, because there is that isolation. Because as you say, you're 36 hours from home, even in reasonable conditions. And how big is your boat?
My boat's 25 meters overall. Like,
I mean, it's a nice piece of equipment, but you stick that out in the middle of
pretty,
the ocean.
It's pretty small. Pretty small whenever you're out there, like, you know, at the end of the day in bad weather.
So when are you due to go back out, Adrian?
We're probably going to weigh in a couple of hours' time. Again.
Wow, just like that?
Yeah, as I said, we're totally reliant there, and as I say, we've all local lads here fishing on my boat, like, and from Greencastle, and there's two crews, and the boat just turns around and go We come in, land, you know, and we change the crew over and go straight away again. Like,
well done, nice.
So there's a lot of mouths to feed here as well. Like.